That is a huge part of my job anyways. It's not necessarily like, this is what's wrong. These are the exercises you have to do. It's working with the athlete to come up with like a way that they can still train. And it's
Exactly.
like, okay, hey, what do you like to do? What will you actually try? Because I'm not going to tell someone who hates swimming to go swim laps. Like they will
That's
never do
also very
that.
important. Welcome or welcome back to the Virtran podcast, Running Long. I'm your host, Francesco Puppi, and I'm a professional athlete for Nike and also a Virtran coach. Today's guest is Parker Farabee, a trail runner, physiotherapist, exercise physiologist, and coach from Portland, Oregon. In this episode with Parker, we talk about how to deal with an injury, cross training, and rehab. We will point out and clarify some of the most important things you should do when you get injured, how you can and should maintain consistency in your training, how to cross train, how to establish a recovery protocol, how you should work with your coach and your physio to get healthier and manage the return to running. For those of you who are new here, Virtran is the number one training app for trail and ultramarathon runners of all levels. Our mission is to make trail running accessible to everybody everywhere through affordable coaching. With your Virtran subscription, you will get a personal coach who checks in with you each week to answer your questions, adjust your training plan, and keep you accountable and inspired. In 2024, Virtran is again the official online coaching for the UTMB Mont Blanc event. That means that we have designed specific training plans for 14 different races by UTMB, including the UTMB World Series Finals in Chamonix. You can discover more on our app and unlock your best finish ever with Virtran. For those of you who want to give training with Virtran a try, you can also take 30% off your first month of training with the code RUNNINGLONG30. So here we go. Without further ado, please welcome Parker Farabee. Parker Farabee, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me again. It's good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to catch up after, I think it was last year that we recorded together.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Last spring, maybe.
Yeah. Well, good to see you again. And today we have a little refresh on the topic that, you know, you mostly care about and that you've really focused on as your job, as your studies, your profession, which is like physical therapy, and specifically in today's case, how to deal with injuries and cross training and rehab related to injuries. So I would like to start asking you why running is such an injury prone sport, and what are some of the most common injuries that runners, and especially trail runners, experiment?
Yeah, so runners just get exposed to so many intense forces, and all of those forces are absorbed through one leg because you never have 2 feet down at the same time. So you're basically just pounding one leg at a time, and then as you get into longer and longer distances and like the ultra marathons, you're just compounding that over 10, 12, 24 hours, however long your race is, and your body takes quite a beating during this whole
thousands
event.
Of steps. Yeah.
Yeah. And so typically, like, I see a lot of people with foot pain, like Achilles tendinopathies, knee pain, hip pain, and it really just kind of shows at your weakest point, because at some point something's going to give. And if your body isn't physically prepared for the amount of stress it's going to go under, then you won't be as successful as you could be, and you're at a high risk for injury.
Yeah. And well, that is actually the purpose of training. Like, we train in order to prepare our body to sustain the efforts that we ask our body during, you know, races or personal projects, whatever. So why is that? Like, are we aiming too high, or like, why do these injuries suddenly show up sometimes? Do they like uncover some sort of imbalance in our body, or is it because we're not doing something properly? I mean, I understand they can have different reasons, but what's your take on that? Like, what's your general opinion on runners and injuries?
Oh, it's a lot of it is either volume driven and you increase your training load too much too soon, or the intensity changes. So if you haven't done speed work in a while and you go and do a tempo run and like your body is not ready for that.
Yeah.
And so it's a lot of these injuries are kind of more overuse and chronic, which means it like takes time to kind of for your body to even recognize that it's an injury. It's most of them don't just happen on one run. It's kind of this cumulative build where you're working harder than your body is allowed, whether it's your intensity is too high, you're running farther than you have, or just you're running farther over the whole week. And yeah, your body just can't keep up and maintain that load, which is also where like the recovery comes in, and the cross training comes in, so that you're not just putting max stress on your body all the time.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I often think how training is so complex, because like everything we do on a daily basis, not just the time that we spend training, has an impact on training itself, like
oh,
the recovery
absolutely. Yeah.
And how we spend time with other people and our job and how we sleep and how we eat, and like everything impacts our training. So in the end, we're trying to control something that is not necessarily out of our control, but it's very difficult to consider in a holistic way, I think. And that's what makes it interesting, but difficult to monitor, and in this specific case, to stay healthy and stay away from injuries. But as I understand, the two main things that we should pay attention to are volume and intensity. And when we're, you know, aiming too high, either on volume or intensity, or like asking our body a type of effort that is not 100% prepared, that's where we are more exposed to the risk of an injury. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly right.
Cool. So, okay, this I think was important to like set the base for the conversation and have this introduction. So like, it's pretty typical that, for example, our athletes who train with Vert, of course, sometimes it happens that they get injured, but when they get injured, they don't really know what to do. So according to you, what are some of the most important things that an athlete should do once he gets injured?
I mean, the easiest and most effective way is like find a medical professional near you, whether it's like a physician, physio, anything like that, someone who can kind of just help monitor like the return to running. A lot of physical therapists have like their own kind of return to running protocols. We have some like certain movements that, I mean, you can't necessarily mimic someone running a marathon, but you can like test how your body mechanics are in different movement patterns and different directions to kind of gauge how the recovery is going. But I know that that's not necessarily accessible to everyone. So the best thing is finding out what you can do without pain, because pain will drive the whole recovery process, unless it's like, if you went out and had a really bad fall and broke your leg, like, please do not try and walk on it or anything. But with a lot of the overuse muscle strain type things, like, there will be some activities that really aggravate it and some things that you can do without pain, whether it's like biking, swimming, walking, going to the gym and doing like an upper body workout. Like, there's going to be something that you can do without pain. And that's the key to starting the whole recovery process and maintaining some level of fitness.
Yeah. But of course, in order to address the issue, it's important to understand what the issue is. So to have like some kind of medical check or imaging or diagnosis would be extremely important. So we should probably encourage any athlete who can afford that or can have access to that to go to a specialist, to see a physio, and do some medical checkup to understand what's going on, because it's not always immediately evident. Some injuries are not immediately clear what they are, I think. And sometimes you think it's something, but then it's another thing. So it's also important to really address the problem and understand what it is in order to establish a path to recovery.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's one thing to make the pain go away through rest, but it's another thing to kind of recover correctly and prevent it from coming back or like maintain your same performance level.
And sometimes rest is actually not enough. Like, the injury won't go away if you just rest. You have to be proactive and do something in order to address the issue, whether it's, you know, reducing the inflammation or doing some kind of strength work so that your body will be able to do that same movement that caused the injury without pain or without any sort of imbalance that caused the injury. So I think it's also important to understand that. One thing that you pointed out is that pain should drive our response to the injury. And I think this is very important because leads to one of the keys to deal with injuries, which is basically maintaining consistency in training. Like, it's not because an athlete is injured that he can't train. Of course, maybe he can't run momentarily, but you can always stay active and you can always keep building towards your goal, or at least you can preserve the adaptation that you've built through maybe many months or years of hard work through running. And to lose that consistency of training is very detrimental, I think. So it's important to understand that you can still cross train and you can still maintain that fitness, even if it's not like specific to your sport. Because I think endurance is like, it's always endurance, regardless if you are running or cycling or swimming or ski mountaineering. Your metabolic engine can always stay active, even if you're not running. And do you have any thoughts on that?
No, that's exactly correct. And even that is a huge part of my job anyways. It's not necessarily like, this is what's wrong, these are the exercises you have to do. It's working with the athlete to come up with like a way that they can still train.
Exactly.
And it's like, okay, hey, what do you like to do? What will you actually try? Because I'm not going to tell someone who hates swimming to go swim laps. Like, they will never.
That's also
do
very
that.
Important.
So it's just coming up with a new plan of attack and being like, okay, we're going to bike this week, and then maybe we'll try like walking or hiking. And it's working on progressing the activity, but still staying active. Exactly.
Yeah, it's definitely worth. It's definitely not a good idea to stop completely for many weeks or months, but try to stay active in any way you can, any way you enjoy, because it's also important to to enjoy. I think the mental attitude towards your injury can make a difference. And then, of course, you shouldn't like totally change your lifestyle just because you're injured and you have to cross train. If you're limited on time, you should just do what's possible in the time that you usually dedicate to training. Any advice on how to maybe integrate the directions and information that comes from your physio with your training plan and your coach? Because typically, maybe you're coaching people, but typically the physical therapist and the coach are two different persons. So, and they often don't talk to each other. So it's like the athlete reporting to the coach the information from the physio. What is the best way to integrate this information with the training plan that an athlete is following?
Oh, yeah. Well, especially with like good coaches, like even just talking to you right now, you're like, keep moving. Don't just stop activity. So the coach should definitely already kind of have that idea in mind. And then, yeah, it's ideally it would be a direct line between the physio and the coach, but that rarely actually happens.
Yeah.
So it's really just keeping it simple and then understanding that the process might change week to week. So being like, okay, this week we're going to try this level. And then depending on how the athlete responds to it, you either progress, keep it the same, or regress the activity.
Yep.
So that depending on like how their pain is, how sore they are, how easy they found the activity. And so just keeping that as simple as possible, we'll try to, that can minimize a lot of the miscommunication. Or if you're like, okay, do this day, and then these three things on Thursday, then like there's a way bigger risk of something getting lost than if it's just, okay, try this, like maybe two or three things over the whole week and then change it the next week.
Yeah, I think it's very important to understand each individual situation and the specificity of the athlete and his lifestyle, his habits, his training, and try not to like completely change that or compromise that, because it's always a balance between different aspects. And it's not like we are all professional runners that we have an unlimited amount of time to dedicate to training. So that balance is of course important and should be considered, even of course when an athlete is healthy and training, but even more when an athlete is injured, also to preserve that mental integrity that I was talking about.
Yeah.
Because injuries are hard. Like they're not fun. Yeah, you're often worried and you start questioning yourself whether you will be able to return to running at the level that you used to run and all of that. So there is also like the psychological component that is important to consider. Any advice on that?
Yeah, there's a huge mental aspect, and that I've had so many people during PT sessions say like, no one told me this was going to be so mentally hard. And it's really important to like have a good support system in place, whatever that looks like, friends, family, your coach, like teammates, whatever. Like have people that you can talk to. And because of like my job and seeing people fairly frequently, like it's kind of a safe place where they're like, hey, I'm so stressed out. And then it turns into like, I hate my job. Like I'm so stressed out at home. And it's like these emotions need to get out. Don't feel like you have to just bury it.
You're more like a therapist than a physical therapist.
Yeah, no, that happens. It happens like all the time. And they don't tell you that in in grad school.
Of
It's like,
course.
how am I emotionally available for these people who are like in just such a fragile state? Because like this is totally new and totally like a change in identity. So like, I mean, therapy is just such a good thing for everyone. But if it's not like formal therapy, like having people that you can talk to who kind of would understand your situation, like can offer that support and either give you the tough love or like the nice, relaxing talk, like having people around you is super important.
Yeah, super important to get that support and seek help. Like, understand that you're not alone, dealing with whatever you're dealing with. People around you will support you, will understand you. Also, I think it's important to try to normalize as much as possible this situation. Like, understand that injuries are part of the game. And even the best athletes, even the ones who seem to be always healthy, always successful, always at the top of the game, they still deal with struggles and setbacks and injuries. So, like, you're not alone. It's not like you should blame yourself because you got injured. Like, it means that you tried, and sometimes it just doesn't go according to plans, and sometimes it's just an unforeseen circumstance that happens, and there's nothing wrong with that. So, yeah, this is not to feel like the imposter syndrome, and not to blame yourself too much for what happened, I think.
Oh yeah, exactly. Like it's absolutely a part of running. Like something will happen at some point. Like I do rehab for a living and I still get hurt and like have to take time off and change my approach sometimes 'cause like I'm not perfect and yeah, even the professionals need help, so
Of course. What is some advice that you can give once the athlete can restart running? Of course, it's important to listen to the body and be gradual. We understand that the two key variables to monitor our volume and intensity. What are some general rules that you feel are important to share and understand?
yeah, the first week back really shouldn't be nowhere near the mileage that you were doing before the injury. It should be a couple like test runs to even just make sure that you can run without pain. Like if you were doing 60-mile weeks, like maybe you're doing a 5K the first day or like 2 to 3 miles, just to see, and then it's like a very steady increase after that. I think the very conservative rule is like a 10% mileage increase a week, which I mean it seems really small. You're like, okay, if I'm doing 10 miles a week, like that means 11 the next week. And so it's not a hard and fast rule. There's a little bit of wiggle room, but like I wouldn't go from running from 0 to 10 to 30 the next week. Like it has to be a lot more progressive than that. Because then you're definitely at a risk for like injuring the same thing or injuring something else because you've had time off.
Definitely. And also, I feel like it's important to point out that the first running session, quote unquote, may look like alternating running and walking. That is
Yeah.
definitely okay. And once you start running, it's not like you are running every day. Also, alternating like running sessions with cross training sessions is very important, and make sure that you gradually rebuild your running volume and gradually decrease the cross training volume on a weekly basis, so that you can return to your normal training load. that is something that I feel is important to point out as well. And then just understand that each situation is very individual, so it's difficult to have to like give general rules. But I think one, like talking to your coach, making sure you're constantly sending updates and asking questions, because it's totally okay. That is a really good aspect. And just listening to your body and being gradual is the other key factor here.
Yeah, and consistency. It's not like go really hard 3 days of the week. It's do a little bit every day to kind of get back to your main goal, and don't get, because there could be setbacks, and you might definitely feel some new things, and not to get discouraged, and just kind of trust the process, and like that you've got stronger through your rehab and your time off, and just stay consistent.
Consistency is always the number one thing. Awesome. Thank you for the insight, and I hope our audience found it useful. I mean, hopefully we're not wishing anyone to get injured, but if you are, just follow Parker's advice.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Good talking with you.
Of course. Thanks. Thank you so much for listening to our great interview today. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider supporting us with a rating and a review in your podcast player, or by sharing it on social media, tagging me and Bertrand. We would really appreciate that. If you haven't already downloaded the Bertrand app, I encourage you to do so. There, you can connect for free with our trail runners of all levels in the Bertrand community in our in-app groups. You can stay in trail shape with our free workout videos and get affordable coaching for your next trail running goal for only $25 a month. Thanks again for being here today. Until next time, I'm Francesco Puppi. Thank you for listening to Running Long.